This is On the Ground Ipsy on 89.1 WEMU. We are proud to be the media partner with this project with Concentrate Media, and we've been doing it just about a couple of years now, and it has sparked enough community interest to keep it going, and we're glad that it is now in the capable hands, and has been for quite a while here, of Sarah Rigg. Lives in Ipsy Township. We're establishing your bona fides up front,
right.
And is a very hardworking project manager on this, because I think we're in the same boat. We felt like there needed to be more positive coverage is a weird way to put it, but positive coverage of what's happening in Ypsilanti.
Absolutely.
So I know you're out there meetings and events and just, you know, talking to people on the street, and you're finding out, you know, what's going on in Ypsilanti to really help this whole community move forward or upward. And this week is no exception. So welcome, Sarah.
Thanks.
I'm Patrick Campion, by the way. I've been told I have to introduce myself more frequently and better. So I'm Patrick Campion. That's Sarah Rigg. And this is On the Ground Ipsy. And what did you? What's your hard work produced for us this week?
Well, I'm really excited about this week because this is happening in my neighborhood, and I might actually be taking advantage of this program. So there are many community partners that came together, but the Neighborhood Association, Habitat for Humanity Huron Valley, they had a couple funding partners. I think the Kiwanis pitched in a little bit, and Lowe's, and but I've got with me Kira Murtaugh, who is the Community Development Coordinator for Habitat for Humanity Huron Valley, and she can talk more about the new program that's launching at the end of this month. It's a tool lending library in West Willow.
And that's an interesting, I know you've done stories in the past on neighborhood associations, but that's one of the powers of having an association like this in your neighborhood, is you can get neighbors together instead of just standing around at, you know, the fence going, man, it would be a great idea if we did this or that. You actually have a force behind that.
Absolutely.
To urge it into action. And I know West Willow's new neighborhood association is really active.
Right. And one of the points that I made in the story was that, you know, instead of neighbors are often complaining, oh, so-and-so doesn't keep their lawn up and they're looking, ours look bad. Instead of just complaining, they did something about
right,
it.
Right. All right. So what did we do, Kira? Welcome.
Hi.
Tell us again, you're from Habitat for Humanity in Washtenaw County, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this is one of the many things that Habitat does, and we'll talk about the specifics in a minute, but always want to clear up this misconception that all Habitat does is build homes.
No.
Because we see that publicly. I mean, how many times can we see, you know, especially the last couple of years, Jimmy Carter out, you know, mm-hmm. putting a hammer into a nail to put something together, which is a worthy cause and mm-hmm. something that's celebrated, but it's in the terms of impact on a community, it's hard to do enough of those to really have a meaningful impact. So I know that Habitat has lots of projects that impact people in a lot of different ways. What are we doing here?
Well, thank you so much for having me. And Sarah, I'm so glad that you might be taking advantage of the tool lending library. So to answer your question, we do so much more at Habitat. You know, we have the financial education program. We have the community development program. So that's the team I'm part of. It's a team of two people, but we do so much work in Ypsilanti Township, particularly in West Willow and Sugarbrook.
So let me jump. What is community development mean to Habitat for Humanity? What does that actually encompass for them?
Well, the best way I like to explain my job is that my job is to make friends, get to know residents, right. Listen to what they like about their neighborhood and what they feel needs improving. And then we get together and we try and find a solution. So usually that means trying to find a grant or some sort of funding so that we can actually make it happen. And that's okay. Exactly what the Tool Lending Library is about.
Great. So talk about how this began. What was the genesis of this? How does it get from an idea in somebody's head somewhere to actually becoming a reality?
So everything that we do is resident driven. So multiple residents came together and expressed that desire a couple of years ago, actually. So that was even before I started working at Habitat. So for a while, there's always been this idea of, wouldn't it be wonderful if the community had a tool lending library, for a multitude of reasons, one being that people just don't have the tools, and it has so many positive ramifications to be able to beautify your home, right. and just the upkeep and so on and so forth. And we just stumbled upon an incredible opportunity for a grant with Republic Services, a $50,000 grant, and we applied and we got it.
Wow,
and, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So somebody has an idea, they kind of get together, they think, oh, this is something maybe we should be doing. Mm-hmm. Is there like a formal pitch process with Habitat, or they just send you an email and go, hey, you know, we're thinking about doing this kind of a thing. How does that work?
Every neighborhood is a little different, but with West Willow, they have such an amazing neighborhood association that everything usually goes through them.
Okay.
So residents have talked to them. They're just involved with every every part of that process, and so then we get the feedback.
What was the thought with this tool lending library? You gave a little bit of it, but it sounds like, you know, with many other things, when you're living under a certain income threshold or living in poverty or just don't have extra money for things, spending money on things like that can be a huge barrier.
Absolutely.
Even for people that really want to do the work themselves or get with their neighbors and help out, you know, if you don't have the right tools, it makes the project either not happen or come out poorly. So, what was, you know, just out of curiosity, what was Republic's interest in this? Republic Waste is who you're talking about, I'm assuming. Or, so their trash collection services, among many other things. Is this just a community service piece that they do, like, you know, allocating money to good community-facing projects?
Absolutely. They have a foundation that is very interested in.
So it wasn't just specifically, hey, we want to make tool lending libraries all over. Okay.
No. just love the idea.
Okay.
And they have been so involved with every stage of the process. They have volunteered.
Another benefit for Habitat, too, because you guys are working on these types of projects all the time, so you know the kind of companies that have these foundations, have these grant programs, things like that. Me as an individual, you know, it's a really cumbersome process, too, to make your way through the applications if you haven't done that before. There's usually not a ton of help with that. So it sounds like you're also lending in that area. Is this a company you've worked with in the past? I mean, does that kind of help grease the wheels?
This was the first time that we worked with them. And
but now you know.
The last one.
Now you know. See, you know that they're a willing partner. Okay, so people are wanting to do projects in West Willow. They don't have the resources, you know, or it's becoming too burdensome to hire out contractors, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're thinking, hey, there's more things we could get done together.
Yeah.
If we so they come to you, you find the money. You know, it takes time, as you've mentioned, years in some cases.
Yeah.
So what's going on now with this?
Well, the building is nearly complete, and the ribbon cutting ceremony will take place on October 24th.
Oh, so tell us what does this actually become? I know we're familiar with, like, you know, little libraries where you have the little, you know, little thing sitting in front of a house with some books in it or something like that. What is is this actually a formal building, you know, secured access?
Yes,
you know?
Absolutely. It's roughly the size of a two-door garage.
Okay.
Two-car garage. Right. Excuse me.
Yes.
That
sounds like, you know, you're from the other side of the state.
Hopefully people will understand me when I say that.
A little bit of
that.
Chicago in there. I'm hearing that. Okay. Yeah, we get, you know, so it's about several hundred square feet.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. Okay. And there's a little office inside for the manager, and plenty of space for all the tools. We're hoping that people will also want to donate, and we're figuring out a system for that. We already have about 60 tools in our possession, and there is room in the grant to purchase additional ones.
So this is you're hoping this is the base for what becomes a larger community project.
Absolutely.
That people are going to willingly give tools, or their supply their own resources, or lend things temporarily in addition to what you're able to purchase with the grant funds.
Yeah.
So what's the organization on this? I mean, who's sitting in the office? Who's responsible for it? What kind of involvement does a community have to make something like this happen?
Well, someone came forward, a resident came forward as a volunteer
it's
huge, to help with the administrative aspect and just making sure that that there is a tracking system to make sure that people return the tools and so on. We're hoping that additional people will come forward as well. The New West Willow Neighborhood Association has already started working towards a program so to partner seniors and youth together so that the youth can borrow tools and help seniors with the leaves, with the snow, with all sorts of things like that.
What about contractors too? I mean, people that are experts at doing drywall or painting or tile, can you have them volunteer their time and their expertise? Have them come in and say, you know, I'm a plumber, and on Saturdays from noon to two every first week, I can work on a project with somebody and teach them how to do it, those kinds of things?
Well, that would be great. Thank you for pitching that idea.
Right. Yes. This has become a brainstorming session.
But
now,
isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Well, I know, because in communities like that, and West Willow certainly is not unique in this regard, there's so many people that want to help other people. They just don't know how to organize it, and they don't know exactly what to do.
Yeah.
So efforts happen, and it benefits this, but not that, you know, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something that Habitat would look at as a model for other communities that may be interested in doing this? Like, here's a source of funds. It might not be the same one, but here's how the grant app worked, and here's how the volunteerism worked, and here's how we stocked it, and here's how it worked the first year, and here's what we learned to do and not to do. You know, develop it as a case.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful thing for a neighborhood to have, and I really would encourage other neighborhoods to try it out. And we were also very lucky to attract other partners in this. We also had the help help of Republic Services, but we also had the help from Concordia University, Mathematica, Republic Services. They actually volunteered in building the tool lending library. And we've also been working with Informs, and I don't exactly remember what the anagram stands for, but they are basically an organization of pro bono students at the University of Michigan, and they're helping us design the actual layout to maximize the space of the actual stuff I don't understand, but it's amazing.
But they have a little bank of available students with some expertise, and you give them a project and they return a result.
Yes. Right. I was talking to Daryl. This is Sarah. I was talking to Daryl, who's going to be managing it, and he said they have software where they can kind of lay it out in there, and he can see what it's going to look like before they actually set it up.
Yeah.
And he has expertise in fixing small engines, like in lawnmowers and snowblowers, so he's going to be a great asset, I think.
Great. And it sounds like there's some work space in this room too, so that if somebody like that says, hey, and you want to drop off your lawnmower on Tuesday morning, I'll have it back to you in a week, and if I can't fix it, I tell you, and if I can, I'll have it back to you, kind of a thing going there too. What really was it? Do you remember anything specific when this idea was coming through? And I know you weren't there at the beginning, but in the last year or so, do you remember anything specific that somebody pointed at that it would be great because we'll finally be able to do something? Is it you know, lawn maintenance? Is it, you know, fencing? Is it a roof project? I mean, there's always something that really spurs people to try and drive for this kind of thing.
Lawn mowing is a big one because upkeep of property is always something that is mentioned at neighborhood meetings, neighborhood watches, regardless of the neighborhood. So finding a way for people to have access to these tools so that they can do the work, nobody complains to the township, they don't get cited. So that's definitely a big part of it.
Interesting. And I know that some other places have a model too where you can volunteer and kind of put hours into a bank and then you can withdraw them later. Mm-hmm. It's like a volunteerism currency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm really good at X and I'm going to do 10 hours of work because I need somebody to help with my toilet.
Absolutely.
I have no idea how to do that. And now I can, you know, I can go in and say, hey, I've done my time or work, you know, and I know that you're not going to require everybody to do work in order to get work, but is that kind of a thing too? You're encouraging this giving back in order to move forward thing.
Absolutely. And that's definitely a great model. And it's somewhat similar with the partnering of the seniors and the youth. And I think that they're establishing a process so that the youth can actually get some money, but the seniors don't have to pay. And that's through funded through a different grant. So systems like that are starting to take form.
Great. And so what is this? You said the ribbon cutting is kind of towards the end of this month, right?
October 24th. Yeah.
I remember that. All
4
right.
4 to 7.
All right. And
we'll have loppers to cut the ribbon.
All right. I would hope so. You can borrow them from this. I know there's a place where you can borrow tools from, the little tool lending library. Okay. And what is the future expansion for this? Do you need help? Do you need hands? Do you need dollars? I mean, what's the best way that if somebody in the community is going, man, I really want to help this out and see how this goes and maybe develop the model with them for our neighborhood, you know, what's the best way to get in touch with the offers of help?
Well, in my experience, making sure that the word gets out is a huge part of it. And, you know, there is a Facebook page and there is a Nextdoor, but there are always people that we can't reach. And so making sure that the word actually gets out is huge. And
we know some people in this community.
Yeah. And they might definitely need help with, you know, helping keep Daryl can't do it all on his own. And
well, it sounds like October 24th is, if you really are interested, to head on out and if you can make it out there.
Yeah.
And of course, Sarah will have all that information linked in her piece that is on
Absolutely.
ConcentrateMedia.com that we're partnering with here and we'll link over to. But Kira, thank you so much for bringing this interesting aspect to community service to our community and helping you know, get them getting going with this and actually making it a reality. That I know you probably know how many ideas die on the vine or, you know, just don't have the resources or you can't find a way to fund it or you can't find the people to make it happen. So it's nice to see that this is really coming to fruition.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Kira's from Habitat for Humanity of Washtenaw County. Thank you so much. And you can get her contact info also in Sarah's piece, which is at concentratemedia.com, where you can find all the great work that Sarah does. And Doug took some good pictures this week.
Absolutely.
All right. So good. I know Doug was taking pictures. We had to clarify if they were good. But what do you got going on for us for next week?
Next week, I'm doing a piece about a newer, well, it's not super new, but it's a relatively new program that's happening at the WIC office at the Washtenaw County Health Department's location on Towner Street in Ypsilanti, and it helps new moms, and that's all I'm going to say, and we'll talk about that in more detail next week.
I'm all for helping new moms, so I hope this is an interesting one. What are you going to borrow from the Tool Lending Library, since this is your hood?
Well, you know, my husband is a gadget man, so he might just want to go in there and look for stuff he wants to buy himself. But we're big DIY people. We're always doing projects around the house. I'm sure there's something we could find that we want in there.
You know, and I'd be willing to bet, too, that if he went through his inventory of tools and did the old clothing thing, like if I haven't worn this in 2 years, get rid of it. If you haven't used this tool in 2 years, maybe time to give to the lending
library. Yeah, we actually have a sledgehammer that we've been meaning to donate ever since we found out that they were going to be doing this. So we might do that.
All right, good. Encourage others. So we can find all of your stuff at concentratemedia.com, Concentrate A2 on Twitter, Concentrate Media, all the other social media. And if you can't remember all that, it's real easy to remember. We link it all over at WEMU.org. This is 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.